Hi, it's Sean Coyne at StoryGrid.com. Look, I've got two quick stories for you before I begin my quickie, less than 30-minute, three-lesson, surefire roadmap to outlining your next novel. I'll be using NaNoWriMo's goal of writing a 50,000-word novel in a month as the benchmark goal. NaNoWriMo stands for National Novel Writing Month, which falls every year in November. And last year, close to 500,000 people took the challenge, and 40,000 of those actually hit the 50,000-word goal, which is amazing.
Sarah Gruen's bestseller, Water for Elephants, began as a NaNoWriMo project, and so did Hugh Howey's Wool series. Anyway, here's the first story.
Okay, so every summer, I put together one of those moderately priced above-ground pools in my backyard. And the reason why is the kids love it, and they can cool off quickly in the summer heat. And they also play all kinds of really amazing games in there that I really don't understand, but they really enjoy themselves. And they really couldn't care less about how cheesy the thing looks. So you've seen these things, right? They're usually circles that rise about 5 feet off the ground with a radius of about 10 to 16 feet. They're just big enough to make the kids happy and small enough that I can hide it from the sight lines of my next door neighbors. Anyway, so every spring, I go into this major panic about how I'm going to put the thing together again. And here's exactly what I do to alleviate my anxiety. Okay, the first thing I do, even before I get my tools, is just open up the box and separate all of the parts into three piles. The first pile is made up of all the poles and anchors and bolts, etc., that make up the framework of the pool. Really important to have all these pieces together in one solid place. Now, the second pile is much smaller. It's just the liner, the pool liner itself, and a hose to fill it up from, you know, the outside spigot. Now, the third part is really the intimidating section. The third pile is made up of the filter pump and a mini heating unit, because if I can't keep the pool clean and warm, there's no way my kids are ever going to go in it, because if there's algae on the top, they'll freak out. And if the water's too cold, forget about it. Okay. So after I get up the frame, I go through and I make sure that the liner doesn't have any holes in it. And then I put the liner on top and I start filling up the water and stop at about halfway. And it's at that point that I go to pile three and I hook up the pool pump and the heater, etc. So all in, it takes about 6 hours. Now, this isn't to say that I haven't had to take everything apart again and dump all the water on the grass and start over again, because I have. It's just the nature of the beast. Sometimes you get lucky and you get it all together pretty well in the first try, and other times it takes multiple times. So anyway, that's my first story. Okay, so here's my second story. I read about this one in a book called Irresistible, The Rise of Addictive Technology and the Business of Keeping Us Hooked by Adam Alter. Really terrific book. Okay, so in 1987, there were three Australian neurologists, and they researched and confirmed a very, very simple technique to help Parkinson's disease sufferers. Okay, you know what Parkinson's disease is. That's that terrible thing that affects your motor control. So it's a progressive disease. It starts out sort of with a hand tremor, and it can get to the point where you can't even walk anymore because your body just won't listen to the commands from your brain. It's really a terrible disease, and it's absolutely no fun. Anyway, so back in 1987, there's this man. They don't identify him by name in their paper, but a man had Parkinson's disease to the point where he could no longer walk, but he could, you know, stand up. So from a sitting position, he was okay to stand, and then he was able to sit back down in a wheelchair and make his way across, you know, his home and the world. So one morning, this guy woke up and he discovered that his slippers had been left on the floor willy-nilly. But they were just close enough that he got an idea. And the idea was this. After he stood up, he said to himself, you know what, for fun, I'm just going to see if I can put my one foot over that first slipper. And it was only 6 inches away. And with a lot of, you know, concentrated effort and that small goal, he was actually able to get his leg over that slipper. And then he noticed the other slipper was just a little bit further ahead, so he tried it with that slipper too. And what he discovered was that he was able, with these small little goals, to move across his entire floor to the bathroom. So he shared this information with these neurologists, and they wrote a really seminal paper about this phenomenon. And it's now a major part of therapy for Parkinson's disease people. And here's really the interesting way that Alter in the book explains the phenomenon. And I'm quoting from the book. "Humans are driven by a sense of progress, and progress is easier to perceive when the finish line is in sight. If you want to compel people to act, you whittle down overwhelming goals into smaller goals that are concrete and easier to manage." Great story, right? So I bet at this point you're wondering how these two stories have anything to do with writing a novel. Now, by using the putting together an above-ground pool analogy and relying on the fact that small goals can actually get a Parkinson's sufferer moving, I'm going to be able to give you a simple tool that makes the big mysterious box of a problem that is writing a novel more doable. So let's get started. The first thing we need to do is measure the size of our problem. What is the math of a novel? Well, the average novel today is about 90,000 words, and big epic stories get anywhere from 120,000 to 200,000 words. But again, let's use the NaNoWriMo goal of 50,000 words in 30 days as our benchmark goal. Now, just as an aside, 50,000 word novel is fantastic. The Wizard of Oz, the original Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum was 40,000 words. And The Old Man and the Sea, Hemingway's major, you know, novel that won him the Nobel Prize, was about 25 to 20 or 30,000 words tops. So in no way are you limited in writing a great book by 50,000 words. Using 50,000 words is a terrific starting point. And again, it's the NaNoWriMo benchmark, so let's use that. Okay, so let's take that 50,000 words and think about it using our above-ground pool assembly analogy. So what we want to do, remember with the above-ground pool, the first thing I do is divide my problem into three piles. I've got my framework pile, I've got my liner pile, and I've got my filter pump and heater pile. So let's try and do that with 50,000 words. Now, you could start at the first word, the, and go all the way to 50,000, but chances are you're not going to have a coherent story because you're not going to understand the story structure principles in order to make that thing work. So let's break it down into three. Now, every single story has three inherent parts to it. And when I tell you what these parts are, you're going to hit yourself in the head. Okay, the first part is called the beginning. The second part is called the middle. And the third part is called the end. Okay, so I'm sure that was very enlightening. But anyway, those three major parts are extremely helpful. And what I'm going to do now is give you some information without going into an hour and a half of explanation of why this is. And this is something that every person who studies story learns very quickly. And it's this. The beginning of a story is approximately 25% of the entire thing. The middle of a story is approximately 50% of the entire thing. And the ending, of course, is the last 25%. Now, those percentages are not rock solid perfect, meaning you can have varying degrees. You could have a 19% beginning, a 57% middle, and whatever's left as the end. So generally, using that information as a guide to outline is a great idea. You can fiddle and futz and make final decisions later on about the length of your beginning, middle, and end. But to start, to outline, breaking them into 25, 50, and 25 is a great idea. So we've got 50,000 words, right? So 25% of 50,000 is 12,500. So that's going to be our goal for our beginning. We want 12,500 in the beginning of our story, we want 25,000 words for our middle, and we want 12,500 for our end. So that will all add up to about 50,000 words. Great, right? So now we've got our big problem broken down into three smaller problems. Those are still very, very intimidating problems, though, right? So can we, is there something else that we can do, some knowledge that we have, that will break that problem down even smaller? And the answer to that question is absolutely. And that's what I'm going to talk about in the next lesson.